she goes a year up to work on a junket, and she ends up meeting and falling in love with a singer. Bang, boom, thunder, lightning, fireworks, a whole bit. And the arrangement was is that they were going to come back and tell their partners that they've fallen in love and they're going to spend the rest of their lives together. And so I go to the airport to pick her up, and she just comes out with it first off. Whole story. And next day, her bags are all packed, and we're telling Violet what's going to happen.
So what did happen?
He choked. He got on the airplane, went back to his life, turned his phone off, and she never heard from him again. I move into another bedroom. She's waiting around for a phone call that never comes, and I turn into a... I lose my shit a little bit.
So sorry.
Maybe people in the music industry don't make good life partners or fathers.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. I didn't mean about the fathers, but you make a very good father.
Yeah, nice.
Maybe just not a good partner. What is that?
This?
Yeah.
That's a splitter.
Oh.
For two headphones going into one input.
Yeah.
It's actually from my first date with Miriam.
It is? What do you mean?
We walked all over the city listening to her CD player. I don't think we said more than two words to each other the whole night. That was New Year's Eve, and we were married 2 months later.
Wow. That's lovely.
What kind of music you got on your phone?
I'm not giving you access to my music library. I'm really not. There's like a lot of embarrassing, very guilty pleasures in there.
Mine too. You could tell a lot about a person by what's on their playlist.
I know you can. That's what's worrying me.
So we're gonna do this?
Okay. You might forget your